From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 28.
Hey!
Today we are joined by Max Smith.
Hello there!
Smutty.
Not at all.
Smutty and Sweep Show.
Tom Looney.
Oh, my Sweep.
Sweep?
Looney and Sweep Show.
Stephen Tries.
Hey!
Crazy. Stephen and Sweep. Have you got your tongue out at the timer, Ethan?
And Ethan James.
Now, I was just about to say that. I always forget
don't
you.
Don't step on Ryan's toes.
Sorry, Ryan, go on.
Fatty.
26. 27.
Fatty.
Yeah.
That's one in. That's a. That's, don't
it's
take that.
It's not
nice, mate.
Is it?
It's not nice. Yeah, obviously it's not nice. It's what I'm defending.
It's purely because he's self-conscious.
It was he's self-conscious. Yeah. Fatty.
It was a joke thing. It was,
yeah. Come on, enjoy it, Max.
Yeah.
Really lean into it.
And you smell.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
You could have done that. Sorry. You could have done that months ago.
You kidding? You fucking
sorry,
kidding, mate?
I thought you'd gone
don't
confused.
Touch me, bro.
I thought you were confused.
I know you don't wash your hands.
You out.
Max, all you have to do is say, "No, I don't," and I don't appreciate you saying that, and then just squish all the flies around you.
Can we try this? Oh. Leave it at that.
Don't
hey,
eat
I'm
them.
On your side here.
Yeah, I know, because you sat next to me, mate.
Observational comedy.
And who are you?
I'm Ryan.
Hey,
Ryan.
Where's the rhino? What happened to the rhino?
Oh, the rhino's still going.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you hated the rhino.
Sense. Just I don't know. People call me rhino. Sometimes if I'm speaking to myself at home, I'll go bloody hell, rhino. Or I'll say, or I'll announce.
Are you the one that's still calling you the rhino? It's you, isn't it?
You'll announce. I don't need to poo.
No, I'm going for a poo.
Oh.
Rhino needs a poo.
Rhinos don't do that, though. They just poo.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I can't just go around soiling myself.
You can.
I did that in Vietnam.
I'm not saying you need to soil yourself.
Yeah.
But rhinos don't announce it. They just do it.
Can I ask why you felt comfortable just shitting yourself in Vietnam, but not in the UK?
Well...
the early days of the rhino.
The joy of anonymity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more freedom back then, I guess. Yeah.
You knew you were getting a flight home the next
day. That's just his bowels.
Oh, yeah. True. Stephen's been doing my hair.
Not forever, just this
so,
chair.
So he's responsible.
For audio listeners, it looks great.
Yeah.
Can I actually do your hair for this episode?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'll probably change it.
Just watch the back of my head because I've got a massive spot there.
Yeah, I felt it.
Oh,
earlier.
God.
Yeah, it's not good.
Let's give you a mullet and push it all to the back.
I've not been able to go on my acupuncture mat for ages because of that spot.
Acupuncture.
I think so. Where I do this acupuncture mat daily, right? I think I'm become addicted to it. Maybe not
Sorry,
addicted.
What? Has it got like spikes on it or something?
Yeah, so every day I'll lie on it for 10 minutes. And if I don't
Face
lie
down.
On it.
I think he's lying in then.
But if I don't lie on it, I'll have a backache the next day.
Psychological backache.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That, anyway, Ryan, you've grown out your beard for audio listeners.
Yes.
It looks great.
What was that? What's that for, Ryan? Oh, I didn't even do this side. Sorry, I've just seen the other half of his head.
Hey, it looks good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It actually makes you... It looks a lot more abundant now.
Good, yeah. Because last week, or the week before, you told me I looked homeless.
You look like a Grand Theft Auto character.
It's the way you look like.
Yeah, Joe, you look like a dweeb.
Go on.
He's already said it.
Oh, is that
dweeb? Right, okay, rolled into one, right?
Yeah, no punctuation at all.
No.
I wish it was you rolling into the motorway, mate.
Yeah.
You keep agreeing with it.
No, it's like he's psyching himself up to
just going for it, mate.
Yeah. Wish you'd fall in the motorway, mate. Why don't you roll there? Why don't you roll to the motorway?
Do you know what? You've lost
I'm
the
really
kind of
lost.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah.
You look like a GTA character. Go roll in the motorway.
Yeah, roll down that motorway. Get to his services.
You look like you snapped there.
Get to
Sorry,
services.
Ryan, you used to be on the road a lot. Were you wanking in the service station?
No.
Were you too afraid?
Did you ever have a wank on the road?
No.
Be honest.
No, not in the van or at services, anything like that, no.
He did in the tunnel in Paris where Diana died.
I never had a wank in the van.
Oh. Didn't have to.
Yeah.
You're fishing yourself.
Ay, caramba. Yeah. By caramba, I mean come in a condom.
It's those speed bumps, isn't it?
Yeah. Was that the position?
Sorry, the speed bumps made you ejaculate?
No, just being in the van, like, with people. I wasn't very good. I'm not very adventurous. I don't know why am I talking about this now.
But I was one time.
Every time... Oh, I can't.
Yeah, no, go on. It's all right.
Every time I was with someone in...
Every time you're with someone
in the van... Is this the same person
or a different
person?
Every time with someone I come. Two different people that I've...
At the same time?
No, one in the back and one in the passengers.
Yeah, I don't...
Never lasts very long in the van. I think it's the excitement.
Did you have a threesome in a van?
No.
Was this the same journey?
No.
Okay.
We've all been on a journey, though.
I'd never do it on a journey. It'd just be parked, you know.
No, I don't mean
on a... driver.
Where would you park?
Just car parks.
I mean, are these two people in the same group of people?
Are you parking around the back, Ryan?
No. Driving down the dirt path?
No.
Is towing a... Sorry. Sorry, I was just trying to work out where you were going with it.
Really put me off.
Sorry.
What have you been put off?
Just Ryan having anal sex in the back of a van.
Toad doesn't have to go in the bum, right?
Tesco car park. You're doing it 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Really? Get your groceries in.
What are the groceries, Max?
Milk for your cereal.
Make it a befitting of this sexual...
Yeah. Okay.
Escapade.
Because the groceries were planned, this wasn't. The groceries led to this.
Graham Norton and Alan Carr would have come out with something that quick.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is Lenore Unstoppables, but that's just because that's what I buy at Tesco.
You're fucking weird, mate, aren't you? Lenore Unstoppables.
That's just what I get when I go to the big supermarkets.
So meat and two veg, really, really
meat and
basic.
Two veg?
That's all you needed.
Vegetarian?
Magnum.
Because that's a condom. And
yeah.
Oh, and an ice cream.
And an ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
TV guide.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. No back doors.
All right. On the van.
No, there were back doors in the van, yeah.
So people could just see.
Yeah.
Was it a pickup truck?
It was when Ryan was driving.
Yay!
That's good.
Come on.
I set him up.
The comedy Kevin De Bruyne.
Sure. Shoot me the goalkeeper or something.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying this episode, then you'll love our Patreon. We have weekly episodes and a monthly
£4.
Special. Yeah, it is. You're right.
How much?
£4.
Damn. In this economy?
Such a beg, mate.
We've got all sorts going on, haven't we? We've got...
uncensored episodes.
I said the word...
Well,
on
the use
Patreon.
That. Can't use that.
Granny's...
You need a therapist. God, stop.
Anyone?
Stop. I haven't even heard you say these things before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
seen lying for
filth,
this.
Though.
Lying for a preview.
Stupid.
Do you want to say something?
No.
What have I been up to?
Oh.
You
asking us?
No. I'm talking about myself here.
What's Ryan
what
been
have
up
I
to?
Been up to? So I'm not doing that film anymore.
What?
I know.
That's not like you.
You spoke about that at great length last time you were on.
I did.
Okay.
Speaking of great length, love your hair.
Yeah. That's what the beard was originally for.
Okay.
Why have you still got it?
I've just been getting so many compliments, Stephen.
From who?
Really?
From
me.
People
the
at
rhino.
Work, people down the pub, people in my flat.
People sat outside the pub.
Yeah, just a lot of friends. Just been complimenting it.
A lot of friends? When did you get a lot of friends?
Put your friends in. I don't think any of us have complimented it.
Can you name 7 friends?
Of course I can name 7 friends.
That have complimented your beard.
That we
aren't on the podcast. So we've got...
when you say we,
there's people
is this...
at work. Scott.
Doesn't
Liam.
Exist.
Who else is there? I've got lots of friends.
You should have left for 2.
I just can't remember their names.
So Scott and Liam.
There's loads of people.
Scott
there's
and Liam at the
people.
Cube are going, okay. Ryan, sorry, I'll deal with you in a second, customers. Ryan, your beard's immaculate.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Matt.
Do you have female co-workers?
Yeah.
Do you think Scott and what's his name?
Maybe Scott and Liam could have been the female co-workers.
Now that you've said it,
they are.
I've not had any female compliments.
So Scott and Liam are sabotaging you. Yeah, keep growing your beard, mate.
And the people
while we clean up.
Yeah, people who work at the Cube tend to be like, like 16, 17, don't they? It's the first job type
of thing. That is true.
It's
not the
first job.
No, 16, 17.
Some of them have never seen a beard.
Like, you know.
A lot of these are just dossers who do something after college.
Yeah.
And they're seeing you with a beard go, this guy's gone through full puberty. Yeah. High five.
When I start getting hate for the beard, I'll get rid of the beard.
The thing is, though, you are...
You just said last week I said you look homeless. Sorry, Max.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, you'll but get you, that is the only only negative thing I've had.
What don't shake
that?
Your fist at me.
Yeah, don't be the fucking David Cameron politician fist.
Sorry.
You scamp. You're such a politician these days, Ryan. Yeah. You polished dancers. Anyway, ever had a wank in the services?
No.
If you had to, what services would you wank in?
And what part of the services?
And what you eating?
Right. So I'll probably eat after the wank, just because I'll just be thinking about the wank whilst eating all the time.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Right?
Why?
Whilst you're eating your Lenore Unstoppables,
sat there with a burger and a boner,
sniffing them at
burger
least.
And a boner.
Burger and a boner.
So thinking about having a wank gives you a boner
and the boner. No, I am.
It would just be a toilet that I'd have a wank in. It's not going to be
W.H. Smith.
Oh,
nice.
And which services?
Let's go for
four. We just want one.
Road trip.
Bro's got stamina.
So I can't remember any of the services now.
Knutsford.
Specifically,
I was thinking of Brands. Yeah, no. anywhere around the Lake District would be nice.
Nice
view.
Wank with a view.
Well, the view's just the wall of a cubicle.
Yeah, but I'll have pictures of mountains on my phone.
If there was... speaking of wank with a view, have you ever wanked over your View Limitless card?
Don't have a view on. I've had an Odeon and a Cineworld.
Sorry.
Which one's better?
You had to.
Well, the only picture on it is mine, because you have to get a little picture of yourself.
Did you, when you were getting the picture done, did you think ahead and go... I'm going to bust one out to so, this one day.
Funny story, I'll do sexy first. I actually, the day I took the picture, the time I took the picture, I just had a massive argument with someone. So I looked quite annoyed in my Odeon one.
Ooh.
And just said like...
Was it the manager of the Odeon?
No, it was somebody else. A loved one.
Do you think of that every time you look at your Odeon?
I don't have any more, it's gone.
Oh, gone. The person you argued with, or...
In a way. In a way.
Must be an answer.
It's good to laugh.
So the role that you had, you let it go.
Yeah, I let the role go.
It's a bit like your cheese rolling, and you got it there in your grips, then you let it go, and you've just got concussion.
Yeah.
You let go
then,
of a cheese roll.
And then you chase after the cheese, thinking, "Oh God, no! Please come back."
Is this a thing?
Police come back.
Please come back.
Police had to get involved.
But then the cheese is gone. It's too late now.
Somebody else has got the cheese, right?
Did you try and chase
the
cheese?
The cheese. I did try a lot. The day after, I tried to chase the cheese, and they were like, "We'll get back to you at the weekend."
I think we got swept up in the cheese analogy. So you couldn't do it, and then you decided I can do it, but it was too late.
Yeah. The regret the next day was unbelievable.
You could always do it, just mentally you couldn't do it. Mm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes. Yeah, okay. But then,
come on.
It's changed me, or at least I feel.
You seem different.
Like I feel a lot more just happy to. Be anxious all the time.
Oh, so it's not changed you in a good way.
In a good way. Can I?
Are you owning it now?
I'm owning it.
I'm going to have to do shit while I feel a bit
anxious.
I bite
my nails. I change my undies 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I wank in the services with a view.
God.
I'm Ryan Locke, and I'm proud to stand here, and I imagine pants down in the food court of the services, just yelling it. Yeah. And I don't actually have a car, by the way, guys. I had to get a new thing. Is anyone going to Manchester?
I am.
I think we've.
Ryan, we're going to need to role play this.
No!
You've said your big speech. Okay. We're going to see what this guy's about.
I'm sorry, sir.
This is me. I'm accepting who I am. I'm happy now ish, probably. Yeah, hopefully. This is me. What are you going to do about it?
I've got an Uber here. Go on.
Oh yeah, I didn't drive here, so I could do with a lift home.
Where's home?
Back to Manchester, and I've got no trousers anymore. Is there anyone that can help me?
I am. I can. I am and I can. I am. I'm here shopping for dog food. I'm looking for I am.
Thank you. Say I am. And I am cat. It's cat food, that.
Any type of food, I take it.
What about the dog?
I don't have a dog. I don't have pets. Stop asking.
You said you were looking for dog food.
Yeah, I'm looking for dog food for different reason than you would even think.
Just for dog food and to pick up balls.
He said he has a reason.
Sorry, what's your reason for being here, pal?
Well, it's the only place that sells the dog food I'm specifically looking for.
Which shop's that in?
Dog food. Pets R Us.
Pets R Us isn't here.
Oh, have you looked around this bloody supermarché?
I've been here a while.
Buddy, can you stop interjecting? We're having a conversation here.
Well, you interjected my speech.
Yeah.
Is it possible you've misread a sign as Pets R Us?
Maybe. Probably petrol.
You've probably made a few mistakes, haven't you?
Well, not in what terms?
You filled your car with IMs.
For your dog.
And now you're trying to get...
Don't have a dog.
You're trying to get this poor fella on board so you can blame him for it, no doubt.
No, listen, he said he wants to lift to Manchester. I said I'm happy to take him.
In the car or just physically lifting?
If he wants to piggyback, I can do that, but I will have to charge extra.
You're going to charge in the first place?
Well, I'm not going to give him a free... No such thing in life as a free lunch or lift.
You said lunch.
Ryan, what do you think of this guy?
Well, I don't feel at ease anymore. I feel like I'm back to square one.
You felt at ease before, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I felt really good about myself. Yeah.
Okay, well, is it because I'm so great that you feel a bit shit around me?
It's the hat, mate.
If I took that off, would you accept me a ride?
Please put it back on.
Okay. Rich of you to say that.
Yeah, do you know what? I think I'll just...
In fact, I'd rather you just keep this fucking hat, mate.
Oh, see, he's really turned since you rejected him. You're one of those, you're a slag anyway.
He bloody is a slag. Look at that cock. He's been here flashing it around. Anyway, I need to get back to my hearse. I'll see you later, sir.
So I can't get a free lift.
It's a trail of cat food.
I'll just get in the back.
Want a lift now?
Get in the back, the coffin, are you?
I'll just lie next to it.
Ooh, old habits die hard. You're dying, I'm hard. Thanks, mate.
You're funny, you are.
Well, you know.
Do you want a lift to Manchester?
Not at all.
Honestly, I got room to spare.
Who are you burying?
Oh, are you...
Are they even dead yet?
Not yet. They've still got a long life ahead of them. On paper. Would you like a lift or not? Last time I'm going to ask.
I'm going to say yes.
Fucking keen.
I can't believe it, but I'm going to say yes.
Right,
I'm going to say yes to everything.
So you said no to the film role, but yes to the film. You know.
Picture me as a big cheese roll.
Which one made you more anxious? Out of interest.
This has made me quite anxious.
You're going to get that regret feeling tenfold.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Did you learn anything about yourself then?
Yeah, I did. I learned that I'll just say yes to anything now.
I don't know if you're allowed to say...
Put your pants off for the podcast.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Trousers, not pants.
Yeah, just your trousers.
Yes.
I could have asked for 20 quid, but instead I've...
You can
Ryan,
still... You can
I have 20 quid, please?
Yes, when I win the lottery.
Ooh. But just the pants...
Stephen's won the lottery.
It's a bit like the Jim Carrey film, but...
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Yes, when I win the lottery, man.
You okay, Ryan?
Yeah. Feeling good.
Can I bring up the video that you filmed the other day, or am I not allowed to?
I don't actually know, so they made me sign something. And
an
I assume
NDA.
That's not to... Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't actually know what...
Can we skirt around it?
Yeah, cool. I'm
sure signed something, I don't know what.
Yeah. Ryan, you... I tried to call you, but you were busy doing something.
Yeah, you know
you
me.
You said, we're filming right now, whatever. We'll call you later. I was like,
yeah.
We?
Yeah.
Or we're busy, whatever. You were doing something in London.
Yes. Yep.
And
I got
shook
on the train. I was in London. Mr. Smith helped me get a great role. In a...
Joey wasn't Mr. Train.
Great new character.
He's not.
You did miss the train.
He's meant to be here.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was with Mr. Alfie from Happy Hour.
Alfie Indra.
That's him.
Can we not promote other podcasts on this podcast?
This guy from another podcast.
Take your hoodie off. Come on.
Go on, let's get it off, Ryan. Okay. You're not you when you've got your body on.
Hate to do this, but, you know.
Yes, so I was in London with him. We did like a duo comedy act. And we had to try and make some people laugh.
Nice.
And there was... Yeah, no, it was really good. So it was like a laugh you lose. And when we were in the waiting room, there was like loads of other people there.
Bonkers and, characters.
Yeah. And all of them were TikTokers. And I didn't really know any of them.
Oh, that really pissed
me off.
They
all knew you. They're all good.
I'd had a few photos.
The bloody rhino.
No.
Diddy Rhino.
To be
just
fair.
Just new character.
A lot of it was just like, I know you from somewhere. And then I'd say Stephen, and then they go, oh, he's well
else,
funny.
Mate.
Then they go, oh, he's well funny. And I go, yeah.
Yeah, what about me?
Yeah.
What about as in me?
No, you go, if he was funny, he'd be here making people laugh and they lose.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah. I should have said that.
Well, I would have been there to whisper if it.
Yeah.
I definitely would have said that as well.
Why don't you message them on TikTok and say that to them?
Yeah, they'll have to. I don't know who they are.
I'm
so sorry. Where was I going with this?
Is that just because you've signed the NDA? Because you're really, really just nailing that bit. I've got no idea who they are.
Yeah, no idea. Big John was there, though. I met him.
Bosh.
I didn't know who he was until he was there.
You're not Big John. Some pop culture reference. You live with Dave.
I know.
He's walking around saying Bosh every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just when he bashes his head.
Top off. It's so funny that Thomas Skinner put out a tweet earlier and it was like... It was quite sad, like a friend of his had gone missing.
Yeah.
But because of his thing, he just ended it with Bosh. Like, luckily he's found his friend, everything's fine. But it just feels a bit weird when he's like, I really need help finding my friend.
Praying for his safe return. A Bosh.
It's such a weird thing that he's caught himself in. Like this catchphrase that he has to say after everything.
Do you reckon he's annoyed that Big John?
Oh, 100%, surely.
Because Big John's got the high pitched one he does now. He's got range.
Oh, he's funny, isn't he? Yeah, I like Big John.
Bash!
That was actually quite good. Like Little John, you.
Thank you. Little John, you, what's the U stand for?
Understudy.
So you got to go in somewhere. Was it last minute?
And yeah, it was very last minute. It was like a couple of days before, I think.
No time to get anxious.
When
I suggested your name, I said to Alfie, I was like, Ryan, ask Ryan. I think it'd be great. I don't know if he'll say yes.
He's a slight risk.
Yeah. Big time.
But yeah, the fact you did it.
I think it's
good.
The fact that I didn't really have to prepare anything. I mean, I did try and write like some jokes for it, but it was all mainly it was all Alfie's idea, really. But it ended up doing very well, and I was
don't give it away, right?
Yeah, you have signed something.
Okay.
It was a fun experience.
It was a very good experience, and I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad you did it, Ryan.
Yeah.
Well done, Ryan.
I'll let you know when it's out.
Did you go out after?
No, I didn't have time, mate. I was so they were meant to start filming at 4:30. It didn't start till 7:30, and
Jesus
I had to get
Christ.
A train at 8:00. So I had to originally I was like one of the last people to go, but I was like, guys, can you please get me on? Like,
none of these
first couple.
We've got a bunch of fucking nobodies and Big John.
Yeah.
And the rhino sat here waiting at the back of the queue.
Yeah.
Man's
you got
lose.
Trains.
You lose.
Man's got
and then
trains.
I made it train with 5 minutes to spare, and then it got delayed for
what'd you do in
minutes.
That 5 minutes?
Not at a train station, Stephen.
No, you're in the toilets of the train.
In Costa.
October special is out. Featuring us three and not Max.
Honestly, I was out there celebrating love at a wedding.
We've heard, mate. Some of us love being with the rhino.
Were you with the rhino that time?
For a bit.
Okay.
Very short period.
But it's out. It's got a whole host of bonkers things going on.
Yep. And a special guest.
Yeah. You're two special guests.
Well, yeah. You're right.
Three special... Well.
Mr. Lookalike. He's great company. The Evil Overlord, not so great company.
Possibly a paedophile.
No, possibility is there. Definite paedophile.
I don't think so. I think there's
hold on.
There's some
surely
room
that falls
to...
into the category of evil.
Yeah.
Someone really went through it on your team.
Yeah.
Someone else really went through it to a degree.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you were there.
Yeah.
Any time you're involved, it's Tom and Dave doing stuff and you're on the lookout. On the bloody lookout. Waxing pubes, Ryan. Why are you on the lookout? Oh, someone's coming.
Not even stopping them.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Anyway.
I was there for support.
Yeah.
Can I put my trousers back on now?
I think
I'm going to say no, I think.
Oh, sorry, in fact, I think you should take the T-shirt off.
And then we can think about putting your trousers back on.
Yeah, but you're okay with that?
I am okay with that, because I say yes to
everything.
Yes, Tom, you scored your first goal.
I did.
What was that like? And what was the goal?
At the moment, I've been I've been on the bench. Because it's a new team, and obviously I've not been.
They've been benching you.
Well, no, I've not. Well, so it's an established team already. So I'm coming into the team, and I've not been able to. I joined a little bit late after the first week, so I've not made every single training session and game. I've made a few, but I have to prove myself.
Is the bench comfy at least?
God, I'm just stood in a field. Stood in a fucking field.
I'm picturing like
just keep running up this hill going for a wee.
that's so sad, man.
But no, do you know, you've just got
you're 34 years young.
You've got to stay locked in and wait, because you get your chance, and then it's about doing what you can with the time you get. And before you know it, someone else, some other fucker's on the bench.
Yeah, man.
Watching me.
Yeah.
Still running off for a wee.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, so 4-1 down we were. So I come on. And I wouldn't say I changed the game.
Give any rousing words as you came on?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I just ran on with purpose. You know, I thought I'm going to change the game here. But we a bit of a system change as well.
Sorry, I'm just so bored, but go on. Football, isn't it? Who cares?
So we pulled a goal back, and then my goal was, it was nothing special, but second ball over from a crossing, keeper spilled it. It's come bouncing out, maybe about 10 yards out, and on the turn, I've just hit it on the volley into the bottom corner. It's nice to be back out. It is nice scoring on 11-a-side.
I wouldn't know. Would you know?
No. No, I don't think I've ever scored in any competitive sport.
You have?
Mates.
Yeah.
Like playing.
Oh, we're competitive.
Not, played hockey for 5 years as the striker at Wickham.
Never scored a goal.
For 5 years?
Training.
You were a goalie, weren't you?
5 years?
That's why I was up front, because I was training.
Were you a starting striker?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the coach doing in the fourth year? Are you still getting played?
I mean, it was
just setting up a load?
Yeah, probably not, mate. I was probably just running around.
Boxes team, off, the Ryan. That's ridiculous.
No, there was only one team.
Honestly,
just playing against each themselves.
No. When we would play matches
against neighbouring villages,
never score. But yeah, training sessions, I was all right. But yeah, getting to the matches. I'm going to put my trousers on.
Ever score a try in your rugby team, Max?
I don't know. I used to just run with the ball and Rhino charge people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how much did you charge him, mate? Did it cost a lot to watch Max Smith run about?
Why'd you say it like that?
Just I don't think it's worth paying for.
Really? There might be somebody out there that enjoys watching.
I think he's saying because you're not very good at running.
No, because there's a rugby game going on with, what was it? At least
it was school, so
right.
Probably,
so you got like, what is it, 15 a side? I don't know what rugby is.
School age, mate.
Could be 10 a side. I don't know, but I mean, the charging just to watch you play.
I'm going to say no, but I'm going to assume that I did.
You put your T-shirt on as well.
Yeah, I just.
I think you should wear your T-shirt as trousers and put your legs through the arms. But you're happy to do that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am happy to do that.
And you just have to win the lottery.
Yeah.
That's so easily done.
Yeah, so
it is very
do it.
Easily done.
I'm going to get on with that, Ryan.
Yeah, you do.
Tom, you said there's some changes with work.
Why am I doing it, though?
Should I say that a bit? Tom, what's changed at work?
Stephen, there is no more work.
It's done. It's completed.
Well done,
what a great job.
Wow.
Did I give you a big bonus? Big fat bonus?
I thought I'd be very open about this. Now I'm sure. Oh.
What's that?
Yeah, I was dismissed from my job effectively.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah. You just focus on what you're doing now, mate.
A very touching
why have you put the shoes back on? See, that's pissed me off more than losing my job.
Man, you're making a real pig's ear of this. You should be doing it on camera.
Yeah, so that's, you know, obviously I've been...
What was your job? Are you allowed to say?
I think I've spoken about it before. Working in the salon and the event space.
And what were you?
So I was the manager.
And how are you managing now?
Nice. That's the main role in life.
I'm all right, you know. Yeah. It's you've got onwards and upwards. You know,
from what you said, it seemed like a shock. I'm not saying it wasn't to us, by the way.
Yes, it was very, very out of the blue, like anything in life. You know, there had been some challenges.
Yeah.
But I was working to try and get it, you know, get it back going, get back on the same page.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at the usual.
I am.
Alas, it wasn't. It wasn't to be. I want to hear what this guy has to say.
Do you mind that?
It's quite tight.
That could pass for something at Fashion Week.
Flip this round so I've got my flies by my face.
Yeah, man. Enjoy the smell.
Yeah. Neck me in that way.
This is the guy that's taken your job.
Sorry, Tom.
That's all right. Now, do you know what? Don't apologise. Yeah.
So
right.
What's the plan?
The dream job now.
Oh, I don't know. Do you know what? I'm going to take today. I mean, I was actually just about to go on holiday, take some time off work.
Mm.
So I'll give myself a couple of days, do a few little admin bits.
Where are you going on holiday?
And I was going to just take time off.
Oh,
so it's my first proper time off.
Yeah. Oh,
bastards.
Do you not get a notice?
I'll be paid for a bit, but... You know.
So they're like, we don't even want you working. We just want you gone.
Effectively, yes.
Jesus, they don't like you at all, do they?
Madness.
Yeah.
Madness.
But I'm very well liked there. But you know. So
maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, he's too popular.
Bittersweet, you know.
Do you want to role play going for a job? You used to want to be a sports presenter.
Okay.
We could be...
Yeah.
Should we be BBC Sport?
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to sort of put you in a sandwich here between...
Yeah.
Normally it's one opposite the other, but
BBC.
Send the next one in, please. Judith.
Whatever your name is.
You all right, fellas? How's it going?
Ooh, welcome.
Ooh, casual.
Fellas?
Also casual. Judith, what do you think of this person?
Judith. I do apologise. I didn't see you there.
The bat. We love bats here at BBC Sport. I don't mean the ones in fellas, please, let's have some decorum.
No, you're absolutely right. I do apologise. Judith, is it?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't see you there. I just saw these two gentlemen. And
No, it's fine.
I shouldn't have said that.
That's
let's
fine.
Start over, eh?
As a broadcaster, you do need to be aware of other people in the room.
Spot on, Judith.
You're absolutely
that's
right.
They
you're
the
absolutely
can't right. go on there and ignore guests.
Absolutely. Mm. Too bloody true, Judith. Mm. Judith, please give him your... question that really separates the men from the fellas, if you will.
Okay. Well, what... You know, why...
Don't be nervous. You're doing great, Judith.
It's my first time interviewing people.
That's an interesting outfit you've got on there, Jude. Sorry, right. Sorry.
You're very thin ice.
I'm not talking about the curling.
You like that one?
Jerome, please feel free to quiz this. What was your name? Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name's Tom.
Tom, what's with the hat, Tom?
This old thing. So, do you know, I just thought I'd dress to impress a little bit.
Well, that's sort of Judas thing.
Is that okay? Yes. I can lose the hat.
Yeah, lose the hat.
I can lose the hat.
Thank you very much.
So, Jerome, whilst Judith thinks of her question, do you want to try to get to know?
Yes. Do you one thing about BBC Sports? You've got to have very good social media.
Yes.
And obviously, our good friend Gary Neville.
Jerome's our top broadcaster here.
I'm number one in the country. Really, ask me any question about sport, I'll tell you the answer.
Do you like sport?
No. Got no time for it, really.
Yeah.
What kind of broadcasting do you do then?
I'm just a guy that does job interviews here.
Okay.
And I do some...
Number one broadcaster.
I broadcast all my job interviews.
Yeah.
Wow. You're on TV right now, say hello.
Oh, God, that's... It seems a little invasive.
Just the policy.
Just the policy. You should have read the notes.
Jenna Smith would have told you at the front desk earlier.
Yes.
She didn't tell me anything.
Silly.
Yeah.
Part of my language.
Stupid. No, no, that's good language.
Sorry, Judith.
Judith, have you got your kind of question?
Yeah, I've got my question. In three words, why should we give you this job?
That's a very difficult question.
That's more than three words.
Okay,
all
right. Okay. I've got my questions mixed up.
I need it.
Seven and a half words.
If you had to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
I think that's a killer question, Judith. I'm sorry.
You're obsessed with the number three as well.
All right, stay out. Some people can handle more than three words.
Or less.
Okay, in five
Judith,
words.
So I've got a question. What are your credentials? I know this gentleman here, Jerome, is the number one.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sporting legend, and I'll ask the questions here.
So I've never seen you in anything.
Do your fucking research.
Do you
not agree with women in sports?
Oh, no, I'm all for women in sports.
Yeah?
What sport in particular?
It wouldn't be.
You've put beach volleyball there. Could you name three female beach volleyball players?
I could, but I just feel like we're going down a path.
No, we'd love to hear that. Is that your killer question, Judith?
That is my killer question.
Ooh, lovely. Ooh, we'll have question, the three female... Because you said it's your favourite beach sport.
Yes,
and you've done a diagram next to it.
So I have.
They're massive.
they are.
Yes.
Look, I feel like we've got off on the wrong foot here. I'm interested in all sports.
We'll just have three female volleyball
three
players.
Male, okay, Cadding okay.
Three female volleyball players.
Elaine Sampson.
Did you say Bollyful? Jerome, you're our top broadcaster. Did you just say Bollyful?
Yeah, it's a new Indian sport.
Right.
You've heard of Bollywood?
Is it like diving?
Yes! Okay. Yes, it's Indian diving.
That's why Jerome's our top broadcaster.
Yes.
Name three Bollyful players, please.
Oh, I really couldn't.
No.
Right. No.
Well, that is going to be an issue.
But I'm keen to learn.
Because
I'd love to cover Bollyful.
You are going to be out in Delhi for 9/10 of the year.
Yes. 9/10 of the year.
And then other 10th is going to be...
We do 10-month calendars here.
Contrast.
I thought this job was just as a researcher.
Researching in India.
Yeah, so researcher is just what we put as a broad term.
Why am I the one that you've got the
very,
issue with?
Very, very close at times, and then distance for about 8/10 of the year.
Okay.
Yes. There's a lot of maths in this job.
Anyway, so we can't have Bollyful or volleyball players. Mm. What can you tell us about sport?
In three words or less. I love sport.
Well, I love sport.
I play sport. I play sports.
Okay.
Right. You can't just keep answering with different three-word sentences.
It's very difficult, three-word sentences.
Yeah, it's what separates the...
Very difficult.
They're the idiots from the
pros.
Professionals. Yeah.
Could you maybe show me how it's done?
We're not here to bloody perform for you.
Oh, I wouldn't say perform.
We're not here to help you. You're here to help us, potentially.
Yeah, we're looking for a member of staff who doesn't get us to do the bloody work.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to take a load off our shoulders.
Mm. I'd love a load, please, off me.
Get a serviette. Get a serviette, Jerome. Someone get Jerome a serviette and a mirror.
Jerome does appear to have a load on him.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine to point out.
This is a little awkward.
Yeah, it's not awkward. It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Wipe it off, Jerome.
I can't.
Well, could be a job for our new researcher.
Yes, if you would like that job. Cash up front. It's hourly as well.
Jerome,
and he's the number one at the BBC.
So don't pay up front for a job like that. You pay afterwards when it's done.
Well, I don't. How about
I'll take up front payment.
I'll pay half
to
now.
Wipe the splooge off your legs.
This is why the young lads keep taking your money and running.
How much does it pay?
You've had more trouble with runners than Philip Schofield.
Don't listen to him. No, how much? How much are you willing to pay?
What an awful attitude to speak to an impossible employer.
I like this young man's spunk.
I think I've got a job here.
How old are you?
I am 33 years young.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were 34.
I'm 34, yeah.
Why have you lied?
Just remembered.
You're 34, mate.
I got it wrong.
Almost 35, in fact.
I got it wrong. No. I thought I was
35 in an hour.
I thought I was almost 34. I just got it wrong, you know. I'm at that age where...
It's bad with numbers if you're a researcher.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of numbers.
A lot of Delhi numbers as well.
Given three numbers.
One, two, and three.
You make it look so easy,
well
Judith.
Done, Judith.
But then there's different variations.
Yeah,
like
you can have
3, 1,
sometimes
three.
They say 3, 2, 1. Mm.
That's good. 3, 2, 1 is good.
3, 2, 1 blast off.
Oh! I was pretending I was in space.
Jerome's got another load on his lap.
No, he's not in my lap.
Making his way to his sock now.
They're fast swimmers.
Well, well, I'm excited. Have you got any more questions?
Why'd you get sacked from Gullabinga?
Difference of opinion.
Are you one of them, are you?
They thought I should leave, and I disagreed, and ultimately, it was for the best.
Yeah.
Why did you have a dispute at Lime Bar with a bar slug?
That bar slug was an idiot.
Fucking wasn't, mate. You still got a job.
Jerome,
fucking hell for you into that.
Jerome used to rake
in that cash, bro.
Judith, a final question.
If you were to get this job,
in three words or less,
what would be who would be the first person you tell?
Fucking hell, Judith.
These are the questions I've got written down in front
ridiculous.
Of me.
That is the shittest question.
Who's the first?
Where's your head go, Judith?
I'm just reading out the questions that were provided to me.
You wrote them.
It was mainly my husband.
What difference does it make whether he says his mum or a pet chimp?
That's what I said. That would be amazing. I'll answer the question anyway.
To be fair, if you were to tell a pet chimp, you'd get the job instantly.
Judith, you've had a bolly fall from grace.
I'm in my prime.
Well, that's got a little bit
something
there.
To work
with. Yeah. Prime.
Do you feel? Feel more confident now?
Sorry, I've just read the next thing. Did you write Max is taking up water aerobics?
Man, new gym.
Have you taken up water aerobics?
Oh my fuck.
Oh, sorry.
No, do you know what? It's worth doing, isn't it?
Yeah,
swimming.
Get out of the house.
Just doing it now, doing a bath, yeah. Fill up a paddling pool.
Paul.
Yeah. Full of singles.
Maybe. They're probably a bit older than me. By about 50 years.
Well, there you go. They've lived a long life thanks to water aerobics.
Yeah.
Could be the key.
But they're still single, so I'm assuming that they've...
Probably widowed.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Rich widows?
How long have you been doing that?
50 years, mate.
Just because they're old doesn't mean they're rich.
No, they've got to be, right? Richer than me.
When you're old, do you think you'll be rich?
I am
just
banking
bragged about
on it.
Raking in the cash.
Banking on it, mate. Might start gambling.
Really?
Yeah.
So no, just isn't that a worrying thing to do?
I think for you it is.
Why?
Addictive personality.
I can see it now. I'm at the roulette table.
By your own words, you're terrible with money.
You're going to gamble your way to a better future.
Why has my personality been attacked for saying I want to gamble?
I was doing some research yesterday. Great new segment.
Got a new researcher.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Did you get the job?
I did, yeah. Covering Bolly Fall. Nine-tenths of the year.
Yeah. In Delhi.
The woman that...
Delhi section of Morrison's.
The head of Bet365.
Not Signum. Sorry, I was riffing.
No, I love riffing. She's the richest woman in Britain.
Yeah. She makes a stupid amount of money.
8.5
billion. Oh. 85
billion? 8.5.
Billion.
All from gambling.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, she owns a gambling...
conglomerate?
You know.
Yeah. Biggest gambling site on the planet.
She didn't walk into a casino and work her way up.
Yeah.
Maybe she did.
Yeah, could
not
have.
Not necessarily on the tables, but, you know, maybe she was a waitress first.
Perhaps.
Her dad owned it.
And then she had a bet with the manager.
So you need to be a waitress at a casino next.
Do you reckon I could pull it off?
I think so.
No.
I'll find out next... Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'll be real with you. I don't think you can.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Also, you have to give out a lot of free drinks at the big casinos.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? Yeah.
Maybe that makes it easier. Don't have to deal with
100%.
Payments and all that.
Yeah, don't have
you
to.
You
get
any
to
tips?
But there are loads of rich people there, and you can just.
I'll tell you, you having that chip, mate? As in, like, not
potato.
The potato.
Not potato. I don't think they'll like that.
Yes, I am having my fucking chips.
Max, you're on a new health kick for the segment Max Weight.
Shall we do Max Weight, sponsored by Mounjaro?
Yes,
even though I'm paying them. It's fucking 200 quid.
Yeah.
A month.
You used to pay that for rent with my mum.
Did you?
That's my Mounjaro. Mum Gyro.
Ah! Mum Gyno.
Ooh.
That's a thing, isn't it?
I'd have to pay more to see that.
If you got the cash, I'm willing to flash. Manjaro, yeah, started it yesterday, so no big...
Any side effects?
Do you have to inject yourself?
No, I injected somebody else.
No, but I mean...
Yeah, that's how you do it now, mate.
So I didn't know if it was there.
You're not allowed to inject yourself, right?
Like, yeah.
You have to buddy up with another user.
I'm just curious. Are they big needles?
No, so like, tiny.
You should go on Manjaro.
I don't think so.
So I
Manjaro.
So I started yesterday. I am officially right now
3 stone lighter.
God, that's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just falls out of me.
They are my organs.
This morning I weighed myself, 22. As of 9 o'clock this morning, I was 22.3 stone.
22, you
22 stone.
And you've gone up
3 pounds this morning.
You've gone up this morning.
This morning.
Right.
Bear in mind, I started yesterday. I don't know what I was yesterday.
Okay, got you.
And also, when I, did it yesterday, I don't think it really kicked in until this morning.
Right,
got you.
So as of right now, I'm 20. Well, obviously, it's 9 o'clock this morning, so it's 12
this morning.
Ago. Yes.
You how much?
22.3.
22.3 this morning.
So.
I can't think where the stress eating comes from.
Yeah, fucking hell. So, fingers crossed that next week I will be a little bit less.
You'd have to do more than cross your fingers, lad.
Yeah, what else?
Walk.
Yeah, walk. I can do walking.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you even have to exercise that much if you?
Well,
if
they
it's
say
all diet
that
based?
They say that food is 80% of weight
there
loss.
You go.
But I would like to do some weights.
Get fit.
Just get fit.
Toned.
Mate. Just get fit.
Oh, that'd be great.
Imagine that.
Just what montage is going
to
be?
Imagine in a year's time you'll be sat next to like Dave Bautista.
Where have you gone?
Oh, mate, this Manjaro is making me sick, man. I'm in hospital. I've been in a coma for the last 2 months.
This is olive oil.
My Manjaro's here. I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God, it's really going to hurt. The needle was like that big.
Oh.
It was pathetic.
And it goes in your leg.
So it goes,
put it wherever you want.
I got Manjaro.
Get used to this.
No! Squirting it in my mouth.
One thing has lost another weight.
Abdomen, legs, and then arms.
So you have to mix it out.
It's like a workout,
yeah.
Man.
So you've got to be quite symmetrical. You don't want
to. It doesn't just take weight for that one.
You've had a stroke.
Actually, I've lost a lot of weight.
Moving on.
News! My favourite segment.
Or I should say news. Halloween.
Why would you say that?
Halloween was last week.
Sure, it was last week.
Take your top off.
You will have to take these off, I'm afraid, for that.
You can't be doing that.
Cadbury's Axe is one of the best chocolates from its heroes for this Christmas. Have you heard what they've got rid of?
Oh, I did, but now I've forgotten.
Eclairs?
Yeah.
Yes, eclairs.
I'm happy to see them go.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good.
They're not the best.
They are.
They've replaced it with a flake.
The funny thing about eclairs...
Yeah. Although they've got a twirl in there as well.
The funny thing about eclairs... Fine. The whimsical nature of eclairs. Are they a thing outside of that box? Because I don't think I've ever gone into a shop and seen eclairs.
That's a real services vibe.
Really?
But, yeah.
I've never seen them.
The bags of eclairs used to be more prevalent. They're not
Did
these
they?
Days. Yeah.
Yeah. Rubbish.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm
get
glad
rid of them.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Well,
they're the ones that are just
gone for a reason,
out.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. No one likes
them. They wouldn't have taken that decision lightly.
There's probably somebody out there screaming at that meeting.
What's this? King Charles had his Bentley flown to the Vatican.
Yeah, he gets his Bentley flown to the places where he goes.
Surely there's a lovely Italian cars in Venice.
Yeah.
You know?
Also,
does
the
it
Vatican's
all the
like one tiny... It's the smallest country in the world.
Of course, yeah.
I'm sure he may probably nip out, you know.
Do you reckon?
Get some pizza or something.
Some cigarettes.
Yeah.
What do you know about the royals?
Oh, some of them are a bit naughty.
He's a pedo.
Great callback.
What's this? A revolutionary... eye implant has enabled blind people to read again. I might need it. In a medical breakthrough, a microchip was inserted under the retinas of 38 blind people and 84 of participants were able to see again.
Wow.
So people that were completely blind.
Yeah, well.
Do you reckon Stevie Wonder's going to do it without ruining the illusion?
I feel like it's a certain type of blindness, a certain type of degeneration. That I don't know. But
so he's going to stay on brand and be like, nah, it's not for me. Yeah, good on you, man.
It'd be a lot, that, wouldn't it? To just start seeing it at that age.
I think it would. Oh, God, imagine. It's a whole world that you just don't understand.
Yeah.
What if you don't like
it? I saw a video about it. It was a blind guy. I don't know why I'm doing that. And
keep doing it, come on.
Kind of want to. And they were talking to it about, because like, obviously if you're blind, you don't know what colours are.
Yeah.
What?
If you're blind from birth, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, how do you even describe what a colour is to someone that doesn't even know what sight is?
So the band with Lee Ryan, they're like, what? Blue.
Or
Green Day.
Simply Red, yeah.
We've got Tom Looney's Celebrity Gossip. Ooh. Please.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Lily Allen and David Harbour put their New York townhouse on sale for $8 million 2 days after her album outing his sordid extramarital sex life.
I listened to that album in full the other day. Didn't rate it.
The full album?
Yeah. Put it on in work.
Takes a long time.
Yeah.
Might be why they fired you.
Yeah. So is it all just about him?
A few little bits. I don't know. It was just a bit.
Is she knocking a brother Alfie again? Not sexually.
I don't know.
Because
maybe he was sleeping with her husband.
There's a song about him, wasn't there? A song about a boyfriend who wasn't very good in bed.
Yeah, you'd be fuming.
I think she was supposed to. She was. Yeah. I'm sure I heard something about her potentially appearing in Game of Thrones alongside him.
Was it?
But the role would have been a bit too sexual. To be filming with your brother. So she said,
"Yeah, that makes sense." Yeah.
Ed Sheeran was in it.
He was.
Yeah. Any good?
Just Ed Sheeran in it.
What did he sing?
You want tickets to me arena tour?
Did he sing? What's it? The Parting Glass, did he sing?
You've got to know this, Ryan. You live for that show.
I wasn't singing an Ed Sheeran song, though.
What did he sing?
Sorry, are you clarifying about Ed Sheeran wasn't in the medieval whatever it is singing his current hits?
No, I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
What the fuck's a Lego house?
It was Shape of You, wasn't it?
No.
I remember they were around the fire. They were around a campfire and it was...
There's no way it was
I'm in love with the shape... I'm sure it was.
No, of course not.
Could have been Ty Jones. It was just...
You having me on?
Was it not Shape of You?
No.
That's so funny.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't fucking Shape of You. I'm sure it was the... Was it Parting Glass? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway, there you go. Play the jingle.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Have you seen people are now breaking down the video where they did a tour of their house and speaking about how they designed it? And now they're analysing everything he does and she does.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
And they're like, it was on the cards they were going to break up.
Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff's come out about him.
I just think, what sort of marriage involves him having. He's allowed to sleep with people, but only if he pays. Isn't that one of the agreements?
So apparently, she cheated on a load of her exes with sex workers.
Right.
So I'm assuming she's sort of like...
it's just a thing.
I think she's just like, if you're paying for it. But the issue is...
Can't be an emotional relationship.
If the person paying for it is a multi-millionaire, then, like, it would be different if it was like me, because I'd be like, I can't afford it anyway.
Hey.
But if it's like, well...
scrimp and save for this nut.
a few more
hours I've worked.
You've inherited your shags.
Nepo shag.
I'm on a breadline wanker. You laugh, you lose.
Love this segment.
This week we have our first ever
fourth.
I'm going to tell a true story.
These always get me.
This week. Yeah. This is a tragically true story.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a slight bit of preamble.
Got next to me as
so well. So, obviously, I lost my job.
I wouldn't have left anyway.
Yesterday.
Again.
But I didn't know I was going to lose my job. The point that an impromptu meeting was called kind of caught me a little bit off guard, and I'll tell the story of how it caught me a little bit off guard.
Okay.
And it's a short story, but it's just, you know, something that is a bit of an awkward thing anyway, but it just made that a little bit more awkward. Do you want to start the time?
Should you just tell the story rather than me timing you, Tom? Should we hear the tale?
It's a very short story. So I've been grafting hard all day, from 8 in the morning till about 6 at night when the owners come in all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Unexpected, didn't know they were coming. Been messaging all day, ignoring my texts. Kind of caught me off guard because I've been working very hard all day. I'd skipped lunch, so at the time they came in, I'm downstairs in the office tucking in some lovely bread and oils with some jazz on. And so they've come in, and as always, I try and kind of take the... just take the sting out of things because sometimes there's a little bit of tension. So I said to her, oh, you smell nice. What's the occasion? And then I was just told to put my laptop away.
Turn off the fucking jazz. Stop playing Lily Allen.
Yeah.
Bread and oils?
Homemade bread and
maybe
oils.
I reckon they were 50-50 as they were coming down. let's just see what he says.
And
balsamic vinegar everywhere.
Not long before, I mean, I'd had a pretty rough curry the night before as well. So I'd been in the office, and I'm not saying, you know, look, I had farted in the office about maybe 2 minutes before they came in, and they just came in. I don't know if it was, I just think there's a lot of things that conspired against me there. I'm like, my God.
Bread and oils. Should have had a Huel.
Yeah. Anyway,
not even sponsored this week.
That's what happened.
Well done, Stephen.
Yeah, bread and oils and jazz got me.
Yeah, that was funny.
Is that all true?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas.
Tragic.
Bread and oils.
Do you make it yourself?
I'm like, have we got ChatGPT to write it?
Well, I just had a baguette that I'd ripped up and put in the microwave, and I've got olive oil and balsamic for a quick snack in the cupboard. So I just have a little dish. And
45 minutes later, Jesus. I'm ready.
It's very quick.
Did you get to finish your bread and oils?
I fucking binned it. I just my appetite.
You've ruined that for me. You have.
Yeah, I threw my dinner away. Oh. Got out of there pretty sharpish.
Yeah.
And then ordered a curry.
Another one? Back-to-back curries?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a question for you. If you could only have...
and a bottle of wine. Sorry.
What restaurant... If you only go to one type of restaurant, that cuisine... So when you go to a restaurant, it can only be one type of cuisine. What restaurants are you going to?
So do you want to name the restaurant or just a type, a genre of restaurant?
Yeah, a genre of restaurant.
So I've been getting... The issue I have with my answer is that it's...
Don't eat it anymore.
No. Well, we'll see. I've been going to a lot of sandwich shops. So there's one called Bada Bing, really good sandwiches. Yeah. There's an Italian one around the corner from that, really good sandwiches.
What's it called?
That's not a restaurant, is it?
You can sit in and eat, and you can get chips on the side.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's in town.
Yeah.
Is the orange the one with the orange facade on the back street?
Yeah.
Near the front. Yeah, it's good, that, isn't
it?
Yeah,
really good.
Has a massive queues outside. Yeah, is it like
it's got an Italian name. I don't know the name.
Yeah.
But, so the issue with my answer is that, like Northern Grill, that's a sandwich shop, chips, wings, stuff like that.
But you can say that, that's fine, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
But, because the stuff that you put in a sandwich could be anything.
Yeah, but it's still not a sandwich.
Is it not like a cheat answer?
You're not going to have a pasta sandwich, are you? They don't want to serve you a pasta sandwich.
Northern Grill did a mac and cheese.
Spit it out.
I paid good money for it.
I like Italian and Mexican, but I feel like I can make that at home. Whereas Indian, I feel like I'm never getting to the standard of an Indian restaurant. And even takeaways, I think they're as good.
Yeah.
But when you're in there... Maybe it's the poppadoms that add a little je ne sais quoi.
Poppadom.
And a nice hot naan.
I like that.
No.
Not mine. She's very hot.
Love Italian food, but I cook really nice Italian food, so that's not so I'm just, you know, and also it's very carb heavy. So if I can only go to one restaurant, I would probably go Vietnamese. Because I think the food is phenomenal.
You wrecked the toilets in there, didn't you?
So good.
You love that pho with stuff, don't you?
No.
Toilet roll, though, is there?
I love just obviously, you know, rice is very clean, and then just all the sauces and the, you have tofu, you have a bit of fake chicken,
bread and oil.
No,
have to bring your own. And your own microwave.
I will never eat bread and oil again.
Harbinger of doom.
So for a while now, I've been going to Mai Tai, getting them a lot. Recently,
I rate Mai Tai.
Oh, I love Mai Tai.
I think it's average.
I think it's great.
Ryan's been there once. He will make that his life now.
No, I've been there many times, actually.
What many times once.
my first time again.
But I've recently started getting Indians again. And because a lot of the, you know, paneer. They're in a lot of curries now. And I've recently just discovered it. So I'm getting back into my Indian.
Lovely.
They're just quite pricey compared to other takeaways.
Yeah, it's because it's...
You'd burn your bum if you're back into your Indian.
Mm.
What about you, Ethan, cheeky producer?
Used to be a Chinese man all over.
Did you?
No, sorry, not. Didn't originate.
That was an offensive character we did for a while. I've travelled.
All over.
I was going to say I'm an Indian
man. Chinese
man's
coming
now.
To town this weekend. Forget the circus. Ethan James as the Chinese man.
All over.
Nationwide tour.
Cancelled after one show.
How do you do it in Chinatown?
Uncensored.
And to finish it off, I'm an Indian man now.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Couple of Indian boys on your act. We'll just be playing Blackpool things.
Sold out every night.
Same crap. I love this bit.
Blackpool's awful, isn't it?
We went to Blackpool, didn't we?
I've just been for that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I thought there was a 5-star hotel there that was the cheapest in the country.
Yeah.
But when I searched it, it was actually 2-star. But it said 5-star.
That's the name of the hotel. Welcome
when
to 5-star hotel.
It was 2 stars. What do you mean, like
so
rating?
So on booking.com, it was 5-star. And right. If you did the filter of 5-star, it would be there.
So you know 5-star is only the facilities?
I don't know.
So 5-star, so you get really shit 5-star hotels. Like people will go to 5-star hotels. And
there was one in
really
disappointed cause Prague.
Because they offer like a spa, certain things.
Shocking.
It's... 5-star resort.
But. Radisson Blue in Manchester, is that? Or the... What's the one? The Stock Exchange? Yeah. Or Gotham?
Gotham.
Is there a few? Lowry?
The Lowry, yeah.
Lowry Theatre.
Lowry, Gotham, Radisson.
Shocking. The one in Prague, I think I told you about. The stains in the bed. And then I was like, oh, if I wanted stains in my bed, I would have stayed home.
So these are fresh stains.
Did they get
not fooling anyone. You're stained in the same.
Got the sheet around you like a cloak.
And the stain keeps getting bigger. It's the 5th time I've been down tonight.
We wish you had stayed at home, sir.
We will pay to get you to fly back
every
now.
Every time you come downstairs, another star's been taken off.
-10 stars. Awful, yeah. Went to another hotel and they gave us the presidential suite.
Oh, yes.
Great country.
Prague.
Well, the part of, yeah. Great city.
Great city, guys.
Beautiful old town.
Yeah.
One of the best preserved old towns in the world.
Yeah. You knew it when it was New Town.
I knew when it was Fields.
Just town.
Before it was Planet.
Could we have a brand new segment? It's called Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen's sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So we'll do answers first and I'll reveal the question. Please remain calm until we've got all the cards up. Okay, Ryan.
My nan.
What's in brackets?
Having dinner.
Okay. Yeah. Madeleine McCann.
Ryan.
Myself.
And today's question... or points is who is someone you've thought about during sex?
So to make myself last a little longer, I once pictured my nan having dinner and it worked. I last a lot longer.
Did you say something about your ex smelling like your nan?
I did make a joke about her poo smelling of my nan.
Well, that might
she
make
asked
sense.
Me to get it cut, actually. Mm. If you remember, we had a big argument about it. I won.
Your ex or your nan?
Yeah, so...
Is there something particularly non-sexual about the way your nan eats?
I think it's just sort of being around your nan. You just sort of...
why her having dinner?
I think just a dinner is one of them. You know, I'm not a big fan of like
you're watching your nan shove meat in her mouth.
So that's so strange, Ryan.
To be sat at the dinner table with my nan is like one of the, you know, you just don't want to.
But weren't you worried at all that if for some reason that made you come quicker, then you've gone, oh God, I've got an affliction here. I love nanny scoffing.
It was a fear.
It was a fear. It's a genuine fear.
Yeah, look,
that you would come to.
It was a whole passing
coffin.
That's fair.
I mean, other than the people that I'm actually sleeping with, there's no one to really think about.
Bollocks.
why have you thought of Ryan? Tom?
Yeah. What's it? What?
Sorry, Steve. What was it? Madeline McCann?
That's mental. We're looking at Ryan now. That's mental.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Hang on a second. In this realm of, you know, answers.
Yeah.
There's question marks over Ryan. Mm. Why would you think of him?
Is it the same reason as my nan?
Very different reason.
Okay.
With my one.
Yeah.
In my defence, that evening I'd stayed at Zoe's house when she was in Lancaster University.
Okay.
And we just binge watched. I don't even remember it on Netflix. There was a
The Disappearance of Madeline.
Yeah,
McCann.
It was like eight episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we'd done.
And that got you in the mood.
No. But because we were seeing each other like once a week or once every 2 weeks,
it's
sort of the done thing. You know. And her bed was much nicer than mine, and her mum didn't live with her. Anyway, so we'd watched six episodes that evening, and for some reason, every time I closed my eyes or blinked, it was just like the picture they show.
Is it like the picture where you look at it for so long and then you shut your eyes and
well,
you
no,
see that picture?
Well, no, I mean
picture.
Like when they'd. This is a horrible question, Ethan.
Do you have an affliction?
No, the picture they'd show of her, just every time I blinked, was there. Oh, it's horrific.
Yeah, that is horrific. Mm. That's really horrific.
How did that impact the sex?
You little freak.
That's a
little
weird
freaking
question.
Freak boy.
It was
scribbling notes over
getting
there.
Weight, getting weight. Have you done a button?
Ethan,
freak boy.
If it wasn't great,
how was the sex?
Never mind that shit.
No,
but I think we're both in the same boat. We should have a boat bed. It was we're both in a similar position where.
Well,
she was on the she was on the basement floor as well, and there's a window where the public could go past. You've actually been to her old house when we did the race to Scotland.
Oh yeah, yes.
So people could just walk past it. Yeah. So we're on edge anyway because someone could just knock on the window, and we're really creeped out. So it was a bad idea and one that was not seen through to the end.
Yeah, nice.
Unlike her case, still ongoing.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Mm.
May I question Ryan?
Yeah. Well, you know, I could have put Ryan or I could have put Stephen for this, probably.
Why are you thinking of us two?
Cheers,
well,
mate.
Because I lived with
feeling real lonely
Ryan
over
and
here.
Stephen at different times, so...
What about Sam Blackhurst?
And you'd think about us.
Swedish Dan? More, Scouse Dan?
No, I was thinking more of in the apartment, like when we lived together.
Casaloma?
No, Piccadilly Lofts.
Oh! Yeah.
It's more of a, you know, being a bit louder, you know.
I never heard it.
Well, there we go.
Well done, mate.
It's a good job I was thoughtful.
Yeah.
Not in the flat. Gar said, oh, well.
Maybe you won't be thoughtful.
Maybe
if
I
can
wasn't.
Hear it. Sorry.
So, well, yeah, more of a kind
all
of...
All I could hear was jazz and dipping.
I've come.
Very oily.
And a lot of coughing.
Max.
Hello.
Yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
No, just it's sexy, isn't it?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you know...
What you're doing when you think about
yourself.
So
you must have thought of someone else.
Not really. I've not really done it. That, you know.
But you've lived with other people. Have you never had the thing of Tom where he's thought of, oh, am I making noise?
No, I didn't care.
Oh.
Didn't care, mate.
No.
The stallion is thrusting.
That's it. You know, let me do my clicking thing in peace, guys.
Silly.
You stop making noise. I'm trying to nut in here.
What noise would he make?
Stop! Wait, no! No! Cut that. Fucking cut that. Cut that. I meant the other people in the house. Cut that. Fucking burn that into the ground, mate.
No, you need to, mate. Chill out.
Obviously meant the other people in the house.
No editing needed. It's just...
That's amazing.
That's awful.
Stop.
How have we got Madeleine McCann and I've ended up being the weirdo?
Right, so...
So my worry is that I know... the only times I've ever done it has been when I've been very overweight. And I remember seeing myself in the mirror and thinking I just look like a big plate of jelly wobbling. And I thought every time I did it, I was like, oh, man, this probably doesn't look that good. Yeah. Fucking hell! Not happy about that at all. Fucking
big
hell.
Big plate of jelly gonna nut.
Oh no. Anyway, yeah, that's.
I don't think.
It was very stressful. I smoked a lot. So a lot of that very quick exercise just made me go. You know, it's not good. Not a pretty sight for anyone.
Like when turtles have sex. That noise.
Because of the straws.
Mm.
They make little noises.
Do they? Oh, Jesus.
Ryan, he's done the brackets bit instead of just a name.
I did wonder whether to bracket it or not. I just thought it
Why did you decide to?
Because it was named someone. They didn't say put in a situation.
It did say someone. And I'm... Yes. Yes. I did debate whether to put it in brackets. I thought this was going to be the worst one coming out, but Madeleine McCann's actually...
Yeah.
Hey!
So,
as far as the question goes, what was the relevance of dinner?
Oh, just her having dinner, and I sat down having dinner with her.
You've put your nan in brackets having dinner.
Yeah.
It's much more plausible you've had a different question rather than just a name.
Yeah.
He's put your name. He's put himself. I've put Madeleine McCann.
Yeah.
I think the other thing with yours is that when you think of somebody else, I guess normally it's like you're picturing them.
Yeah.
It's not in a scenario.
He's put his own name.
Yeah.
I get thinking of your nan. But would you... You're having sex,
Stephen's
Ryan.
Working so hard to nail Ryan.
Yeah. I think Stephen's
bracket. Think about when you're the imposter and you have and you do your answer and you do the brackets. You've got a different one.
Yeah,
I've not. I've got the same one as you guys. Well, not one.
But we'd
of
all
you,
say
not
that.
One of you. Yeah, I think you're wrong. I think you're the liar.
Quiz me on it then.
You've got. I mean, your backstory. I mean, do you know what? As soon as we had a bit of time to think, and I seen that. I knew it was going to be, you've just watched that series.
Sure.
So the backstories, it writes itself, really.
It's a lovely story as well.
But you are a convincing liar, so that's...
That's the worst thing you've ever said. That's the worst thing that's been said in this room today. And let the edit prove that. Fucking hell.
Do you know, if it says someone, isn't yourself a bit of a
cop out?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, you're not someone else.
You're not playing a game, you know?
I don't want to put Ryan.
Stephen didn't want to put Madeleine McCann.
I'd rather put Ryan than myself.
I didn't want to, and it was the only time I did.
I would rather put somebody else and have a depressing, horrible story
you
about
must
myself.
Have thought of someone else.
Not really, I was just happy I was doing it.
Jeez, this is a tough one.
I'm not this sexual, you know, god that everyone seems to think I am.
Everyone.
Fingers crossed.
I need your votes, please.
Unless maybe Tom's the liar and you had a question, you just panicked and just went to your friends.
His reason is rather...
It does.
Understandable. Because he's also lived with you one, two, three different times.
Yes.
It was twice. It could be any of them.
I don't know who to form an alliance with to try.
Sorry?
Let's have votes, please.
I'm going to go with... do you want us to write down our votes?
Yeah.
Well, that could be good.
It's the first time in a long time we've had a split decision, it seems.
This is horrible.
Who we think is lying?
Who we think is lying, please, write on your whiteboards.
Traitors.
Max, do you reveal who you think is the faker and why?
I think it's Stephen. Purely because Stephen said something before we started the actual, you know, thing, and he said something to you like, oh, that's a very devious thing or something like that, which makes me think that you've got a different question.
I thought it was a devious question anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
I've gone for Stephen. My gut is just, I don't know, just going off the way you've questioned other people, and I think Ryan's is plausible. I mean, I may regret this, but I think Ryan's is plausible that he's maybe put his nan and then felt a bit embarrassed and had to clarify that he wasn't thinking about fucking his nan.
Yeah, that is exactly it.
Maybe. And as you said, you kind of, Max's story was a bit sad, and it seems like Max's kind of thing.
Well, I've gone for Ryan, not Madeleine McCann. So my only chance is you vote for yourself, Ryan.
Well, luckily for you, I've gone for Tom. I think you might have just got lucky with the name there, because it would be quite funny if we all had to think of sexual things and you go, oh, name someone in the room or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen, can you reveal what your card was?
Name someone that has gone missing.
Jesus Christ.
Horrible.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Fucking hell. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a lot good. Tighter than I thought it'd be. Yeah.
You're telling me?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
He's got a Ryan's crying.
I have got a Ryan's crying.
Oh, yeah, give us it, Ryan, please.
Ryan's crying.
I want access.
When was the last time you cried? Sorry, I want access.
I
what a place to stop at. To me, kids.
I don't really cry that often.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, a long time. Probably watching some sort of film, maybe.
Have you watched Brokeback Mountain yet?
No, not yet.
Homophobe.
Still on the list. I want access to my own medical records. Like, I want to be able to see, like, on an app or something in my phone, what medication I've been on over the past 10 years or something like that.
Okay.
And all the notes that they leave about you.
Yeah,
you can request it, you know.
I want to see. Can you? I know.
Yeah,
can you see it, though?
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
I just think that is quite a handy, or a thing, something that we should all have. Do you know what I mean?
On the NHS app, you can access all your...
Oh, how exciting, Ryan.
I think there's a lot of medical history that's kind of very difficult to find until, like, recently, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people's stuff's been lost.
Children's parks haven't changed, have they? Like, they're all the same. Like when you were a kid, the children's park, they've not modernised, like, these new fancy slides.
You're getting a bit bored.
And I've been
swinging back and forth now for 20 years.
When they're putting rockets on the swings.
Yeah. Or safer sailing things.
It's this gentleman.
You know what I mean, though, guys?
Yeah, there should be a swing that just swings you. You don't need to have a friend that just does it for you.
A friend?
Yeah.
You can swing yourself.
Swing yourself.
You go like that, don't you?
Yeah. No, not this
just
guy.
Use your knees and kind of... Well, just use your...
I'm pushing my knees, not the other way around.
Have you seen a picture of the video of the policeman going down the slide that just shoots him out?
Yeah.
Have you not? No. Oh, that's quite funny.
It's good. Yeah,
it's good.
Why is a policeman on a slide?
That's the question.
That's the question, mate. But also, when I say he flies out, he shoots across the park.
Oh, gosh.
He flies out.
Yeah.
I want to have a shower where I push a button and shampoo just comes out for me. Saving myself.
I think it should be great that you've got a shower.
Yeah. So it's just you're showering in shampoo. Where are you going to rinse yourself off?
Well, I just changed the setting then. So you're like, shampoo, you know, like in a... like the soap dispensers in toilets.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you just push this little button and a little squirt just comes out onto my head.
Maybe you do that and then like that.
Well, that's what I do, but all that time I spend, you know, bending over to put it back down.
Ryan, you wouldn't fix your shower head for, I think it was possibly 3 years.
Yeah, fixed now though, isn't it?
So you're now going to pay for a brand new shower head
that
dispenses shampoo.
Yeah.
And then
when that breaks.
And then how are you going to, surely the effort of having to refill that with shampoo yourself.
No, I like that.
It's going to take a lot more time than just that.
No, I like the idea of getting a bottle of shampoo and loading it all into the.
You like
the
that
tank.
Idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
It's like, oh, this week I've got this.
This week?
And same with the shower gel as well. So you just sort of lean back and goes.
You won't need shampoo for much longer.
What the hell does that mean?
It means that you're
Does that mean
that
I'm losing
hair?
My hair?
Yeah.
Even though I'm clearly not.
It's not clear.
It is clear. It's quite clear that I have got loads of hair.
It's not right now.
I reckon
because there is a massive window.
I reckon there's more coming out the spot on the back of your neck than any hair.
What have you done to my hair? Oh my god.
That's all I lose.
I didn't see it like this.
French doors.
I've got two more on there, these are terrible.
Okay.
Paintings were better back in the day, weren't they? Ow!
Fucking paintings were better.
Yeah, but they were
Mona
better.
Mona Lisa.
But, yeah.
Well, surely you could say, like, some of those are from the 1700s. So they've had 300 years, and there would have been loads of paintings at that time, but just the best ones are still shown today.
I guess so. But are there any...
Just breeze past that.
But, yeah.
Have you like, any... gone to a museum where you see them?
All of them?
Well, not all of them.
What do you mean,
sorry?
A
collection of, like, the big Renaissance paintings.
And the huge ones that take up a whole
mental.
Yeah.
We went to the art gallery, didn't we? Did we? Me and you?
When?
I'm sure years ago. Didn't we go to Manchester Art Gallery? And taking some fine art? I'm sure we did.
It's the sort of thing we do.
What's the one where you have to walk around the Vatican for ages? Sistine Chapel?
Vatican museums, yeah.
Yeah, but like stuff like that.
It's incredible, isn't it? Honestly.
But it was so packed in there. I just wanted to
leave.
Because we'd done about 45 minutes of just walking through.
Yeah.
And then
I keep seeing signs saying it's this way, and it's just.
And there's King Charles in his Bentley just driving past you.
Smoking a fag.
I went to the MoMA one in New York, and that has the huge.
Amazing.
Yeah, bonkers.
Modern art.
Some modern art.
Good modern art.
Yeah.
It's a bit mental when it's like. I guess. So I read this thing where it's like back in the day, because there weren't cameras, art was like, this is a snapshot in time. Obviously, I didn't use the word snapshot because I didn't know what cameras were. Whereas now, because we can just take a picture, make a movie, whatever, art's more,
Make a what?
Movie?
You can say it normally. All these years.
Whereas I guess now it's more like ideas, isn't it? More
abstract.
Yeah. Abstract, yeah.
I've got one. Orion's crying. You get like a nut in your tooth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Swallow, mate.
Yeah, but really? You'd be like feeling it with your tongue. And it's like, oh, it's fucking there, isn't it? It's right there. And there's nothing there. You know what I mean?
Nothing there.
Well, like you think you can feel it, like, I've identified it. It's right there. You got nothing in the tooth.
I've had that where it feels like it's moved.
Yeah, it feels like it's there. And it's not. And then it's there for hours.
Yeah, like just a sensation.
Yeah, awful.
Maybe it was a sensation.
I think you're going mad.
No, not mate. Not fucking going mad.
I always get apples stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you eat the whole thing, don't you? Like core and...
Yeah, but it's always the...
The stick.
No, the...
the bag it comes in.
Sorry, sir.
What?
Serve him first, actually.
You can keep the apples and stay the bag home. On the bag tonight, apple bag. Great new character.
I can't, in all honesty, charge you for that, sir.
Please, my money's good here.
Please.
If it's got the Queen's faith on, you can have it. No, that's a picture of me and the Queen. You can't have that. I think it's Manjaro's kicking in, man. Fuck it, now. Getting wavy.
What do you want, the final question? It's the final question.
This week, I've been in touch with Tom and Max and asked them individually to submit one part of the question. Together, it has made this question.
Oh, you like Alex Horn, you?
Thank you. Would you rather force-feed your dad 5 fried egg sandwiches a day for a year or live in a pride of lions for a year?
I'm going to go with the first one, methinks.
I think the eggs would be the safer option.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
And also, I don't see my dad enough, so that would be...
Yeah.
Maybe it's
nice.
We're going to the other end of the spectrum where it's too much. It's 5 times a day, and I'm shoving eggs down his throat.
You like fried eggs as well, so
it's not about me.
Yeah, I know. But
would you want to get them out of the way, or would you be like, I'll be back at 12?
Eat up, Dad.
Eat up, Dad.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll knock first thing.
Yeah.
Actually, I've. Wait, it's so easy. Is it 5 a day?
Yeah,
5 sandwiches.
You do it in midnight.
Get your 5 a day.
So I'll come at 11.
Yeah,
scoff those. And then
wait for the
midnight. Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Force feeding, though, isn't it? Like, I'm sensing there's some resistance from Dad.
Well, when I was a baby, please, I'm sure stop. I would have been going,
Yeah.
And your dad's kind of at that stage where he's like a baby now.
Not
because you
kind of,
you get a bit older, don't you? And you kind of
he's maybe a toddler.
Regress.
He's running around, not at the nappy stage yet.
No.
I'll probably have to call and check, actually.
Well, that's to look forward to.
Is there any way that the lions like me?
I'm assuming if I'm living with them for a year, we've grown somewhat fond of each other.
Oh, okay.
But they could turn things if I misbehave.
Yeah, but
oh,
I think
shit.
I mean, I'm quite good with cats. You know, they are big cats, and I'd be very...
I just think it'd be boring.
Oh, I'd be so interested.
After like 4 months in, you
they
be
just
like,
eat meat.
Yeah.
Dead carcasses, so that'd be a complete change. For
yeah,
them.
But they don't eat as often as...
You'd be milking the lions, couldn't you? Oh, no, that's milk.
I'm so sorry about him.
So what could you do? You wouldn't be able to eat, would you?
Oh, I'd still... I mean, I'd have food.
Would you
wear? Yeah, but you can't just like, you know, force feeding your dad egg sandwiches, you know, like.
So you've got a lovely house in the middle of the savannah. Oh, what are you going to
do? No, but what I'm saying is that, you know, we're assuming that Stephen's still having a life. We're assuming that Stephen is still having a life around force feeding his dad sandwiches, you know. We're not assuming that there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, no, but so you're living with this pride of lions.
Well, I'm obviously made arrangements to be able to have food. Like, people go and follow the herd and stuff and do like documentaries and stuff.
Is it lions that support pride?
They should do.
But they don't. So you're spending the year going, guys, you should really get on board with this.
Yeah, and they're going, don't even know what that means, mate.
Shit.
Well, I'll educate them.
That's nice.
I'll do that, but...
Day one, dead.
I think that'd be a very interesting way to spend a year of your life. You'd see so much.
Would you?
If
you
don't kill you, though.
Yeah, they're not going to kill me.
I imagine you'd have to wear like a little lion suit.
What we're picking then? I need you.
I'm good. Do you know what? I don't want to force me. I hold that every day for a year. Every day for a year. Like, he lives in Congleton.
That's a lot.
I'm going to go for the eggs.
Yeah,
I think.
No, you've got to give them to your dad.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go for. Yeah. I will give my dad eggs every day.
And doesn't have to be on bread. You know, could the sandwich be different types of bread?
Yeah, it could be. Could be more eggs.
Right, so you're thinking of a sandwich which is in between two raw egg-shelled eggs. Okay.
It's the future.
I mean, you see your dad, what, like once a year?
I think it's the best.
Two or three times, yeah. So he would have to move up here. Or I would have to go back.
No, no,
down.
He's not moving
he's
here.
He's moving up here to be force-fed eggs every day.
You've got to go to him.
For a year.
You've got to go to him.
I'll go to him then. I'll have to just move down for the year.
Yeah.
Going down to see your mum.
Excited about that? You've got to quit the cube.
Oh, yeah.
And you might lose
Cube in London.
No, they do.
You're still going to pay your rent?
Commute, though.
Cubans in London.
Nice. No.
So
no, I wouldn't.
Going to have to move out then.
I would just move out. I would just move
What's
back
Dave
home.
What's Dave
going
to do? Is he going to come with you?
He'll. Yeah, that's true.
Dave's got a life up here.
Dave in the shit, mate.
Yeah.
That's actually really unfair.
Yeah, but okay, but then I'll just have to leave anyway and go live with a pride of lions.
Can,
so I might as well move back to Wickham.
Yeah,
that's
been
made Tanzania. Very clear.
The lions are coming to me.
They said you can live with a pride of lions, so you know. You might need to get a bigger place.
Yeah,
Wonder
if they'd pay rent.
No, I think just the fear of being eaten alive, which is my worst fear, so...
You're not worried that your parents will eat you alive?
Yeah. What if your dad's just, like, gets so into the egg sandwiches that he just doesn't even stop?
Yeah,
and he just
ravenous.
Takes your fucking arm off.
When all your hairs eventually came out, he just thinks you're a massive egg.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, divulging in you.
Divulging in you?
Ooh.
Right, and then I just regret my decision. I massively
You'd
regret it.
The lies.
You didn't think it through, did you, mate?
No, obviously not.
No, you've been divulged in. Well, there we go. I think that's...
Thanks for playing the final question.
Thank you, Ethan.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan. Okay. That's very kind of you.
If you like eggs.
At least our Manjaro stuff really kicking in now.
Should we say
if it's really kicking in, you're just not hungry.
I feel like I'm going to burst.
Burst from what?
Are you stuffed?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, that's mad, that anyway.
Huh?
What did you have for dinner?
Did you eat that sandwich?
No.
Fucking hell.
Had an apple juice.
This is good though, isn't it?
Like, it is, yeah.
This was
a whole
your problem.
Apple juice.
And the bag. This character's got legs, man.
Not for long.
He seems jollier, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jollier, fuck off. You said about fucking Santa Claus.
Well, guys, you have been listening to the White Noise Podcast, episode 28.
Take your pants off you. You know, come on.
Yeah, you look a show, Ryan.
There we go.
Put him on my head.
Oh, that's good.
Welcome to... Oh, fuck.
Welcome to the end.
You've been listening to the White Noise Podcast. I've been joined by Stephen Tries.
Well done, mate.
They are soaked.
Nude it. Well, yeah.
What do you mean by your pants are soaked, Ryan?
Yeah, they've been under my arms.
Oh, that's horrible.
Tommy Looney, Max Smith, Ethan James, and me, Rhino. Goodbye.